Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our listeners is a retiree, and they apparently were laughing because they said their doctor told them not to cut their pills in half and to throw out expired medication. And they said, I, among the millions of retirees that are out there, won't listen to that advice because of the way things are costing, and he goes on, and so let's talk about that. Talk about cutting your pills in half and not using expired meds. All right. Your doctor, keep in mind, even if they completely understand where things are economic-wise for you, even if they do believe that roughly you're getting the proper amount of medication, your doctor is very limited by what they are allowed to say off the cuff, because patients can turn around and sue. So if word got out that your doctor said, oh, just cut your pill in half to make it last longer, or, yeah, you know what, it's okay that it's expired, they get in trouble. All it takes is something to go wrong, and the prosecuting attorney asks the doctor, did you or did you not tell the patient that taking the expired medication was okay? Well, but I, yes or no, did you? And yes, and they're in trouble. So doctors have to go by the book. Okay, now, some of you are looking for a wink, wink. Listen, if you want doctors to give you the wink, wink, you got to talk to the attorneys. Some doctors will say it like it is, but look at what happened to the doctors that said it like it is. When it came to the masks, when it came to the vaccines, when it came to hydroxychloroquine, they got in trouble with their medical boards. Even though now we're finding that, yes, there were some applications for hydroxychloroquine. Many of these masks were not working. Many of, especially since they weren't new and they were dirty and being reused and not functioning well, there were side effects with the vaccines. But back then, when they would hush us up, doctors were at risk of losing the license. In fact, some did. Some were suspended. One doctor in Maine had to take psychiatric courses because she had posted online, why isn't the CDC entertaining natural immunity? But what's wrong with that? Natural immunity is something that we have been long advocating for in the osteopathic realm. I'm an MD in the allopathic realm. But so because doctors can't legally tell you to do something off the cuff, where do you go for that advice? Well, you could do your own studies. So let's look at the expired medications. There was a landmark study done by the military. Now, please take this with a grain of salt, okay? This isn't solid in terms of, but the military study found that many medications still are active 30 years past their expiration date. Now, before you guys all get all excited, that does not mean the pill was 100% active. That also implied that those medications, they said, were stored in ideal conditions. If you live in the heat, if you live in a dry climate, if you live in a moist climate, if you live in the cold, anything could alter that. So are there some bioavailabilities of tablets that are 30 years old? There's probably some. Does it mean it's healthy for you? Does it mean it's going to help with what you need? No. So you got to take that with a grain of salt. Now, we have come to learn that expiration dates on medications do not mean that they are going to disintegrate or, like Mission Impossible, explode in your medicine cabinet. But if you are taking a medication to fight a serious infection, then you want strong and new and not expired. If you're taking a medication for a heart ailment, you want it to be pretty tough. If you're in a lot of pain, you're not going to want to take an old narcotic. That's not, so that's why the medical community says, look, make sure all your medications are up to date. They've been stored properly. They're not discolored. It's just not worth it. Now, what about cutting the medications in half? If you are finding that your Crestor or Rosuvastatin is expensive at 10 milligrams, can you buy the 20 milligrams and cut it in half? Well, many people do that. We don't always recommend it because you are not cutting that tablet in half to the most precise 50.000000%. I have seen pill cutters. Some of these are 60-40. Now, 70-30. Now, are some medications cumulative where they will be in your body for a while such that if you miss a dose, you're still covered? Yes, some are. But you need to be careful if you're taking half pills that are that 70 and not 50%. You could be taking too much. I mean, if you literally were actually taking a tablet that was at that 50.000000, you could maybe get away with it. But also, there is an integrity to the tablet that gets lost. And so when your medication is designed in a capsule or in a tablet that has a coating, that is designed to withstand certain denaturing from the acid in the stomach and to be able to be absorbed in the small intestine. Well, when you cut a tablet in half and now you have had that exposed innerings of that tablet, you could get that destroyed quicker, and so the medication might not be working. So, you know, I know I opened this segment with, you know, doctors are kind of scared and they, you know, they might be weenies because they don't want to get sued. But there's also some science behind it saying you're not getting the exact medication. And doctors have to always recommend the best. We're not allowed to recommend half-assed. We have to recommend the best of the best. So talk to your medical provider about what you need to do if you're having trouble affording medication and what the best way to go about it is. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, people are pretty unsettled about what's going on in the Middle East, China, Russia, North Korea. That's crazy, crazy time. And I know it's very frustrating that our commander-in-chief doesn't really seem to be all with it. The House is moving forward with bills to provide aid. Speaker Mike Johnson of the U.S. House of Representatives said today that there are going to be four separate bills, which I like. I don't like one bill that throws everything into it that adds pork and all that for some of the people saying, well, look, I'll vote for it if you throw this in there for me. I can't stand that. So it looks like there's going to be four separate bills providing assistance to Ukraine, Israel, the Indo-Pacific, and then a fourth for other measures to confront Russia, China, and Iran. He said the House Rules Committee is also going to post text on a separate border security bill and vote on final passage Saturday evening. So whereas these You hear, you know, from one side that the Republicans aren't doing anything for the border because they won't pass the bill, and these are bills that have so much of a crap in them. I agreed to make a separate bill, said we want border security, here we go. That's it. There's our bill. And if they decide, no, because I wanted money for my state, or I wanted this pork, you know, at least they have that. And I've always said these bills really have to be separate. Same thing. You'll know who's supporting Israel and who isn't. Who supports Ukraine and who doesn't. Who thinks we're overspending, who thinks we're not. So I like the idea of the separate bills and the separate passages. You know, a lot of people don't understand what Israel means to America. In terms of our national security, in terms of Americans having a safe spot, in terms of our military having a helicopter pad, metaphorically, America needs Israel. And America should have unwavering support. The UN, NATO, everybody should have condemned what Hamas did and helped to get those hostages out. Move refugees. Hamas should have never hid behind innocent Palestinians. Move everybody out of the way. Get people in there to get those hostages out. And if Hamas wants to fight Israel, come out on the battlefield. Come out on the battlefield and Hamas and Israel can fight it out. But instead, Hamas is hiding behind schools, hiding behind hospitals, and shielding themselves with hostages who might not even be alive anymore. It's disgusting what's happening right now. And then on top of that, Iran decides to send drones and missiles to Israel. This affects, and as you saw, multiple Arab countries helped protect Israel because their interests are at stake. You know how many Palestinians and Muslims use Israeli hospitals because they're some of the best in the world? People do not want Israel wiped off the face of the earth, as many as you think. Now, in America, it looks like on a lot of college campuses, yes, that's what they're calling for. But many of the Muslim countries are like, no. So it'll be interesting to see what the bills are and what aid is offered and what happens. In the meantime, what the hell is going on college campuses? So Columbia University president had to answer some pretty tough questions because of the way they were handling anti-Semitism on campus. This is Columbia. Just like we saw with Harvard. These are Ivy League schools that attract and purport how non-discriminatory they are and how open and free and allowing some of this stuff to happen is horrible. So the Columbia president, Nemat Shafik, was accused of running, quote, one of the worst hotbeds of anti-Semitism and hate. She was in Congress today talking about how she handled pro-Palestinian protests on campus. She defended the quote-unquote peaceful demonstrations and the students' right to free speech, even though there was anti-Semitic rhetoric. House GOP Conference Chair Rep. Elise Stefanik accused Columbia's leadership of refusing to enforce their own policies and condemned Jewish hatred on campus, creating a breeding ground for anti-Semitism and a hotbed of support for terrorism from radicalized faculty and students. Representative Burgess Owens from Utah told Shafik that the experience of Jewish students at Columbia reminds him of the hatred and bigotry he experienced in the 60s. Deep South, referring to one professor at the Ivy League that called the October 7th attack awesome. Can you imagine a university professor calling the rape of children, the murder of thousands, of 1,200 people, the beheading of babies, awesome? Who the hell is teaching our kids? He directed a question at the president saying, would this treatment of black Americans be tolerated for 1 second on Columbia's campus? Dr. Shafik said, absolutely not. Chairwoman Virginia Fox of North Carolina played a clip of students riding at Columbia shouting, Intifada, we will honor all the martyrs, in reference of the Hamas attackers on October 7th. Fox said, while anti-Semitism Virginia Fox, the chairwoman, said while anti-Semitism has been festering on numerous college campuses, Columbia University stands out as one of the worst offenders. And students spoke out about how they were hit and thrown things at and not able to go to class. And this is 2024. What we saw happen in Nazi Germany, we vowed to never have happen again. That's why the UN was created. And look at this BS that's going on. Now, Dr. Shafiq insisted that she aggressively worked to combat anti-Semitism on campus. She held over 200 meetings on the topic, held daily meetings of the campus security team. She said the vast majority of protests on campus have been, quote-unquote, peaceful. The vast majority. Okay, well, what about the minority of protests? There should be no non-peaceful protest. And so, you know, she said that the college is focused on upholding free speech but cannot and shouldn't tolerate abuses of this pledge to harass and discriminate. So, you know, these schools, you know, the idea of free speech, like I said, you can't say fire in a crowded movie theater. Calling for the death of somebody, if somebody stood up and say, I want to see women killed and raped, that wouldn't go far. I want to see another demographic killed, raped. That wouldn't go for it. But they could say that about Jews, and it's okay, and that's free speech? No, it's not. Asking for a ceasefire, you can do that peacefully. You could ask for the hostages to be returned home. You could say you want Palestine freed from Hamas control, so Palestinians aren't, you know, used as shields when Hamas decides to go over their border and cause killings and mayhem. But for you to glorify the death and destruction, and some of those killed were also Americans, you got to rethink what you're allowing on your campus. And, you know, this is a university. You would think a university would completely understand the situation as it was. Peaceful day. There was a peace. By the way, the kibbutz that was attacked and the peace concert, these are people that are, you know, not really active in the military. They are more of the peace, more of the left. And that's who Hamas attacked. Huge LGBTQ AI plus community. During Pride Month, you see more Pride flags than you see the country's flags in Tel Aviv. And that you would think these universities want to protect freedom, want to protect others. That, you know, you're LGBTQ in Gaza? No. You can be thrown in jail or worse. So I don't understand why the universities would support Hamas, pro-Hamas rhetoric. And you know, I understand. They're trying to please both sides. They're trying to please their donors. They're trying to please... Well, listen. You know, you could have debates. You could have discussions. You could have... But anything that is racist, discriminatory, anti-Semitic, anti-Muslim, you don't tolerate. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Texas Republican Ted Cruz is pressing the case for an impeachment trial to happen in the U.S. Senate to oust Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Cruz and many Republicans blame Mayorkas and the Biden administration for allowing an invasion at the U.S. southern border.
In 2018, the drug cartels made roughly $500 million from human trafficking. In 2022, they made $13 billion.
Republicans contend Mayorkas is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. Democrats argue this is just a policy difference that is being blown out of proportion. NASA confirming that a metal object that crashed through a Florida home last month was indeed a chunk of space junk from the International Space Station. The space agency said it was a metal support used to mount old batteries on a cargo pallet for disposal. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have kids that are into drugs, experimenting with drugs, or about to, as they are going from the preteens to the teenagers. And you have questions on how do you approach that? And it's tricky because when I grew up, in the 80s, it was cigarettes and beer. You weren't supposed to smoke. You weren't supposed to drink. I couldn't afford either of those, so I really didn't do much. I mean, I might have been invited to a couple parties, but I really didn't have access to that. My older sister had left the house, so I was kind of the oldest, so I couldn't get anybody to get that for me. And, I, you know, it wasn't a big deal. I couldn't stand the taste of beer, so I was good. But now marijuana is added to the mix, as many states have legalized it, and these kids are getting a hold of it. They're vaping it, they're eating them, they're taking it in a whole variety of different ways. And you as a parent saw what it did to your brothers and sisters or aunts and uncles, and you're not that hip on your kids, you know, doing the hooch. And so I get that it's a concern. From a parenting strategy, it's a little tricky. Because when you say nope, absolutely no, it is a no-no. Some kids might not follow that, and they might actually rebel. If you say, you know what, I'll do it with you, that doesn't necessarily work. Look at what happened in Oregon. Oregon tried to decriminalize drugs. There ended up being a huge increase in overdose deaths, and now they need to recriminalize it. There's been a lot of debate, which we'll talk about also, on whether you should legalize or... You know. So going back to our kids, you always need to figure out the why. We need to... And it's tough, because kids don't talk. And if they don't talk to you... Now, who brought this up? Was it the counselor? Was it a principal? Was it a teacher? Was it a family member? But you need to figure out the why. Even if it's a family member that they like to do the talking to the kid, why are you using marijuana or drugs? Now, if some say it's because they're depressed, all right, go and deal with, now we know we need to deal with the depression. Is it because they have anxiety? They have to get up in front of the class. They need to do their debate or do their speech. And if they use a little bit of marijuana prior to that, they could get through that. Well, then, okay, now we know we have a performance anxiety or an anxiety issue that has to be addressed. What if it's because, look, my friends, they won't be my friends if I don't do it. The only reason why I have friends and protection is because I do drugs with them. Well, then what do you need protection for? If you don't have these friends, what happens to you? I get beat up. You know, we need to figure out the why. The big mistake people make is they concentrate on the action and they don't look at the why. Why are you doing it? Now, that doesn't mean it's okay when somebody cheats on you. Now, sometimes they want to concentrate too much on the why. Well, it's because you gained weight and you let yourself go. But it's something we have to understand. What exactly is going on? What is the why behind it? And from there, you might be able to effectively address it. When marijuana got legalized, it was just everywhere. These kids, these high school students, all they did was pot. And if you wanted to go to a party and not have to smell it or smoke it, you pretty much stayed home. Because you couldn't go anywhere, you couldn't escape it. And some kids are like, you know what, I don't want to not have a social life, so I'll just do it. Okay, well, then if that's the case, you know, get the kids involved with groups. A lot of us know the parents of other kids and let them hang out, do their own party. What about you as a parent? Should you be there for your kid's first drink, for your kid's first smoke? For your kid's first doob, marijuana, bong. So the data is mixed. The data says if you give your son his first beer or you let your kids drink in front of you, most of the data says they could still become addicted to alcohol. It doesn't desensitize them and make it less curious. On the other end, I did let my kids try beer. They thought it was disgusting. They didn't like the taste. They saw Daddy with a cigar. They tried it. They were like, eh. So they know. I would rather these kids try that where it's in a controlled setting than with other kids, where the kids are like, do it, do it, do it, and down the whole, you know, I don't know, 40 ounce or whatever. So, look, if you don't like it, you don't like it. In terms of marijuana, no. I would never have my kids do drugs in front of me. And luckily, my kids don't want to. They're sick of it. That might have been one of the positives that came out of legalized marijuana is some people are like, I just can't smell it anymore. I'm so sick of it. On the other end, we do have a lot of people addicted to it. We have a lot of people who have dropped out of school. We have trouble finding drivers because you can't pass your CDL or your DOT when you have it in your system. Also makes you wonder if a lot of these things that are going on with the airlines and the foodborne illnesses and all that other stuff, like that child that got E. coli from a fast food restaurant, starts to make you wonder if maybe so many workers are doing marijuana that they can't do their job right. Also makes you wonder about the remote issues. If somebody wants to use marijuana to get through their job, they're not going to want to come back to the office. They're going to want to stay home and do marijuana. So, Oregon, interestingly, has had to recriminalize drugs. They had found a, in fact, they said, officials have said it was a quote-unquote huge mistake after overdose deaths increased rapidly. They found in possession of substances heroin, methamphetamine. So now they face up to 6 months in prison. Governor Tina Kotek of Oregon signed the measure into law. Oregon was the first state to legalize small amounts of hard drugs, including fentanyl. The public voted overwhelmingly to let this go through in 2020. But when there was more crime, Portland businesses had fled the downtown area. Shops are boarded up. There's homeless encampments widespread. Now people are starting to reconsider if that was the smartest move. They said drug overdose deaths increased by 44% in 2021. The same year, a University of Toronto study concluded that the decriminalization measure was responsible for 182 unintentional fatal drug overdoses. Multnomah County, which includes Portland, had to declare a state of emergency this year because of overdose deaths from opioids. When they doubled. So, you know, the fascination with drugs hopefully will subside. But again, we got to figure out the why. If people are using drugs because they hate school, or they hate their job, or they are trying to use it to cure or treat something else, we need to figure out what that is. If someone's in chronic pain, maybe we should address the pain and not just use alcohol or opioids or marijuana to handle it. And oftentimes the why is something we could fix. 1-877-DR-SALLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. Oklahoma City is, I guess, aiming to build the tallest tower in the United States. Apparently they want to have the tallest tower in America in Oklahoma City. Last week, Scott Madison and his team, I guess, pitched it, and it's supposed to rise on a parking lot near railroad tracks, embracing the perimeter of a U-Haul storage facility, and they want to take these buildings not 345 feet, but 1,900 feet. This would be an architectural marvel, they're saying, that would eclipse even the loftiest structures in town. This would be reported by the New York Post. It looks exquisite what they want to do. They said we figure it would be iconic. He is a developer, I believe, from California. But This would be called the Legends Tower. It has, unfortunately, I can't say some of the names. Like they say, Jetsons Meet Las Vegas and the Redneck, Khalifa. What? Anyway, it's supposed to be taller than New York's One World Trade Center. One World Trade Center now stands at 1776 feet. So this would then be the tallest building in the U.S. I don't know if it's in the world, though. Now, you know, I don't know. I think these... I'm going to be taking a trip to Nashville and Memphis. I don't know how I'm going to get it all in 3 days. I'm going to try. But these monuments do... We have a very interesting population now in terms of bucket lists or things they want to see. And I kind of commend what people are doing, where they want to see something, say they've been there, and then check that off the list. And Oklahoma City, I don't think I've ever been to Oklahoma City. I'm sure Oklahoma City has a lot of very cool things. This would make it cooler, of course, so people, it might help tourism. I think it could be a big deal. But, you know, let's talk about our bucket list, and are we doing the things that we think we should be doing, or are we putting too much, shall we say, focus on something that really shouldn't be on our bucket list? So I think one thing on your bucket list should be looking at the Grand Canyon. I think the Grand Canyon is exquisite. One of the biggest canyons in the world. For me, it's only a couple hours away. A lot of nature, a lot of hikes. People around there are really, really cool. But what some people do is they take it to another level, where they want to get a super selfie, where they are looking like they're off a cliff, or and then they do something stupid, they fall and they die. Now, you could say you were at Grand Canyon. You could take a couple pictures. What are you doing this for? But people want to show that they did something a little different. They took their spin on it. Now, mind you, I understand creativity, I understand PR, I understand marketing. If you could take your spin on doing something different, like the Louvre. When I saw one of my students go to the Louvre and take a picture where it looked like he was touching the point of the pyramid, I wanted to do that too. Now, I couldn't get into the Louvre because apparently you had to buy tickets months in advance. So twice I've been to Paris, and twice I have been unable to go into the Louvre because I never bought the tickets in time because I didn't know when I was going to be there, and who knows. But I got my picture of me touching the tip of the pyramid. Now, of course, those of my friends who are French thought that was absolutely ridiculous, blasphemous. You don't go to the Louvre to take a picture of you looking like you're touching the tip of the pyramid. But I still thought it was pretty cool and fun. I'm proud of myself. But when you do look at life and you start to look at if you're going through a midlife crisis or if you need a midlife reboot, I think a midlife reboot is perfectly fine. I think it's perfectly healthy as long as you don't hurt your family, you don't hurt your spouse, you don't hurt your career. But many of us, when we're in our 40s or 50s or 60s, start to realize, okay, look, I'm not young anymore. And my whole youth was about what I wanted to be later. Now that it's later, did I succeed or did I not? So when I was younger, the thinking that was in my mind was, one, is I wanted to never be poor again. I saw what being poor did to my family, and I wanted to make sure my family would never be poor. So I wanted to be in a position where I could help my family. Now, with inflation, it's not always the case, but at least I got into a career, have a successful career, and I have been able to help my family, my parents, my father now may rest in peace, my mom, etc., siblings. So I'm happy about that. I also wanted to travel. Now, I hadn't traveled in years. I never had time. I was working. And it took me to go, you know what, to hell with this. I'm actually going to take a week or two off, and I am going to travel. And I am going to finally see Europe. I've always wanted to see Europe, and I finally went. Costs money, but they actually were cheaper than going to some places in America. And every time I talk myself out of going somewhere, my husband's going to be doing a guy trip to Nashville. And he said, do you want to fly out at the end of the trip so we could go and see Nashville? And I'm like, I don't know if we have the money with inflation. I have to work. It's in the middle of the week. I do my show. Why not? I've always wanted to see Nashville. I've always wanted to see Memphis. Do it. And so, you know, I could very easily be burned out. I could be very easily resentful at making all these decisions when I was younger that never allowed me to enjoy my youth. And it was always about work, 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 work. Or I could change it and I could start living life. Now I don't want to overspend. You know, it's expensive to go and take a flight to Nashville. But luckily, I was able to, you know, get a fairly decent deal on it going to Southwest, and I'll make it work. But for those of you that are, you know, I'm doing the same thing. I'm not doing what I want to do. If my life ends tomorrow, what is my obituary going to say? You could change that today. If you want to be an author, be an author. If you want to be a recording artist, be a recording artist. You don't necessarily have to have won a Grammy, but if you want to record a song and put that out there, do it. Share it on social media. Share it on your LinkedIn. Ask companies if they want to use it. You could let them use it and, you know, get it out there. I think there's things you could do. If you want to paint, do that. If you want to sculpt, do it. If you want to travel, do it. And I think we really need to rethink what it is that we want in life, and what do we want to leave for our kids, and what sort of legacy do we want to leave? See, for me, I love working with charities. I just want to know that, God forbid I leave this earth, I've helped people. I helped create a national holiday, National Blood Donation Week. You could do that too. If there's something you feel really strongly about, you could do it. Let's say you want to have a Guinness Book of World Records for something. There's a lot of things that haven't been done. If that's something that's important to you, where you want to be a world record holder, do it. Look at something that isn't in the book and do it. It could be making the world's largest snowman. It could be making the most intricate toothpick house. I don't know. If you always want to learn Spanish, learn Spanish. If you've always wanted to learn how to cook, if you wanted to rent a boat, fish, do it. Yeah, but I just think that we get ourselves so stuck in our everyday life, and also pets. Listen, I love my pets, but don't let your pets keep you back from doing what you want to do. Take them with you. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.